Welcome to Happy, Healthy, Whole, and Rich, where faith meets action and transformation is non-negotiable. I'm Tina Brinkley Potts, and I believe now is the time to step boldly into your power, walk in divine wisdom, and claim the life you were meant to live. Each episode, I'll bring you real, unfiltered truth, because this world needs leaders who refuse to shrink. Let's get it. Welcome back to Happy, Healthy, Whole, and Rich. I'm Tina Brinkley Potts. Start with me now. Say it aloud or in your heart. I know who I play for. Hold on to that truth, because today we're talking about standing firm when everything around you is shaking, when life is unpredictable, when the ground feels unstable, when everyone else is panicking, but you're called to be rooted. Let's ground ourselves with Psalm 16, verse 8. I have set the Lord always before me, because he is at my right hand. I shall not be shaken. Sometimes we read these verses and think it's about never having problems, but really, it's about cultivating an inner posture. An alignment so strong that even when things shake outside, you're steady within. When I look back at my life, it's never been the easy seasons that revealed my strength. It was the storms, the moments I could have panicked, but instead stood firm on what I know to be true. Let me tell you a story from my years running my home health company, a moment that tested everything I believe about leadership, faith, and standing firm. There was a day that truly tested what it means to stand firm when the world shakes. The state agency in charge of regulations showed up at our office, unannounced, for a surprise inspection. Someone had filed a complaint, and they wanted to see everything. 3 days of grueling interviews, file reviews, and client visits followed. Every moment felt like walking on a tightrope. Now here's the twist. The complaint came from one of my own caregivers, someone who, up until that point, I considered one of my best. I had built real relationships with my caregivers, especially her. I was there with her and her children when her husband was killed, even at the private viewing before the rest of the world was allowed in. I supported her through her darkest time. But things changed. One day, I showed up unannounced to a client's building. We used a system called telephony. Caregivers had to call in from the client's home phone to check in for their shifts. It was supposed to keep everyone honest, prevent clocking in from anywhere else. We thought we had it figured out. But this client lived in a residential building for people with disabilities, and there was a courtesy phone at the front desk. That day, I watched from my car as this caregiver came in, clocked in on the courtesy phone, made small talk with the people at the desk, and then walked right back out. She never went upstairs to the client. She wasn't there to work that shift. I was angry, hurt, and disappointed, not just as a business owner, but as someone who had cared deeply for her and her family. Still, I knew what I had to do. I couldn't allow her pain, her choices, or her state of mind to threaten my business and the well-being of my other clients. I had to report what happened. But before I could even get back to my office and file the report, she called in her own complaint against us. That's how the state ended up at my door. Those 3 days felt endless. Every moment, I was tempted to break down, to panic, to take it personally. Here I was, trying to do right by everybody, and my world was shaking. My business, my team, my reputation, all on the line. But here's the thing. I know who I play for. I stood firm. I faced every question, every inspection, every accusation with integrity and truth. And in the end, we survived. Life went back to normal. But I was changed. I learned that standing firm doesn't always feel good. Sometimes you stand alone. Sometimes the world shakes, not because you did something wrong, but because you refuse to compromise your standards, your heart, your truth. If you're listening right now, remember, storms will come, even from people you least expect. Stand firm anyway. Anchor in your integrity, your values, and your faith. Because even when the world shakes, if you know who you play for, you will not fall. But here's what made the difference. In those moments, I remind myself, I know who I play for. Instead of chasing every rumor or fighting every battle, I got still. I prayed. I trusted that if the ground was shaking, maybe the divine was clearing out everything that couldn't stand. The storm didn't end overnight, but as I kept showing up, rooted, honest, and present, things began to shift. New allies appeared. Old problems dissolved. What was meant for harm turned into a lesson and eventually a blessing. So if you're in a season where the world feels unstable, know this. Your stability doesn't come from circumstances, but from your connection to the divine and your decision to stand firm. Now let's sit with what this really means. Remember the verse we opened with, I have set the Lord always before me because he is at my right hand. I shall not be shaken. Psalm 16, verse 8. I didn't feel strong every moment during that inspection. There was times I was angry, hurt, even betrayed, especially because I had supported this caregiver through tragedy, been there for her family in her darkest hour. But at the end of the day, I knew I had to set my sights higher. I had to hold to a standard greater than what was happening in front of me. The Bible doesn't promise us a life without storms. It tells us to anchor ourselves so deeply in faith, in truth, in the presence of God, that even when the world shakes, you will not be moved. Faith is not pretending the problem isn't there. So this is from Neville Goddard. Neville Goddard would say, faith is not pretending the problem isn't there. It's choosing to see a higher path, even in the middle of the problem. It's assuming the state of victory, not victimhood. During those 3 days, my faith wasn't in my own perfection or in the system, but in the conviction that my integrity would see me through, that if I stood in truth, even if the outcome wasn't perfect, I would not lose myself. Florence Scovel Shinn reminds us, your intuition is always right. Your job is to listen, not argue. There were moments I wanted to blame myself, to question my choices, to react out of anger or fear. But my intuition kept saying, stay steady, don't retaliate, don't descend into drama. So I listened, and that inner voice led me to hold my ground with grace, not aggression. And the law of polarity says, every shaking, every challenge has an opposite, an opportunity for new stability, for something better to be revealed. I realized that even when trust is broken or someone you care for turns against you, it doesn't mean the end of your story. Sometimes the storm exposes what's unstable so you can build on firmer ground. So if you're in a season where you feel like the world is shaking, maybe you've been betrayed, maybe you're facing a storm you didn't create, know this. You are allowed to feel hurt, but you are not required to let that define you. Let me say that one more time. You are allowed to feel hurt, but you are not required to let it define you. You can honor your values, your standards, your faith, even if you stand alone. And most importantly, please remember, the shaking is temporary. Your truth, your character, your connection to the divine, that's what matters most. That's what lasts. I survived those days because at my core, I knew who I played for. And I want you to know you can stand firm too. You are more resilient than you think. Let's slow down and really honor what this story brings up, not just for me, but for you. So first, let's take a breath. Deep breath in. And then let it out. Okay, let's get still. If you have a journal nearby, open it up. If not, just reflect quietly. Or even speak your answers out loud. Ask yourself, where in my life do I feel like the ground is shaking right now? Is it in my business, my relationships, my finances, my health, my sense of purpose? Am I facing a situation where someone I once trusted or cared about is now at the center of the storm? How does that make me feel? Not just about them, but about myself. Have I ever felt alone in doing the right thing, even when it wasn't easy? What emotions did that bring up for me? Anger, disappointment, courage, relief? How do I usually respond when things feel out of my control? Do I shut down? Lash out, try to figure everything, or do I seek to stand firm in faith? Is there anywhere I've been ignoring my intuition or letting fear, anger, or pressure dictate my next move? What would it feel like to pause, listen, and realign with my true self? No matter what's happening around me, let's go deeper. Close your eyes for a moment and visualize the storm from my story. State inspectors, tension, accusations swirling. Now picture yourself in the center of your own storm, whatever that looks like right now. Imagine a quiet voice inside saying, "You are not alone. You are not defined by this storm. You can choose to stand firm in who you are and what you believe, even if the world doesn't understand." Now take a moment to write, speak, or simply feel. What would it mean for me right now to stand firm in my truth? What would it look like to root myself so deeply in faith? In my values, that even if the world shakes, I remain grounded. And finally, I want you to write or say aloud your new affirmation. I know who I play for, and I am not moved. Let's let that affirmation become your anchor. Return to it as often as you need, especially on the days when you're tempted to waver. Now, let's anchor everything we've talked about today. If you can, close your eyes. If you're driving or multitasking, just focus on your breath and let the words wash over you. Take a slow, deep breath and let it out. Now, imagine yourself as a tree in the middle of a wild storm. The wind is howling. Rain is coming down sideways, debris flying. But you, your roots go deep into the earth. You sway, you bend, but you do not break. Your trunk is strong. Your branches reach for the sky. No matter how hard the storm rages, your roots hold you steady. You are grounded. You are unshakable. Feel the tension inside of your body. With every exhale, let it melt into the earth beneath you. With every inhale, draw in strength, stability, and divine support. Now, I'll say a line, and I want you to repeat it either out loud or in your mind. I am rooted in truth that cannot be shaken. I do not chase the storm. I anchor in peace. My faith is stronger than my fear. I honor my intuition, even when it leads me away from comfort. What is meant for me cannot be taken from me. I choose integrity even when it costs me. I forgive others, but I remain loyal to my own soul. I can withstand the test of life. I am resilient. Every storm is temporary, but my spirit is eternal. I am a living example of grace under pressure. I know who I play for, and I am not moved. Let's say that last one again, slowly and with conviction. I know who I play for, and I am not moved. Now take another deep breath. Let it out. Imagine the storm beginning to pass. The clouds break. Sunlight pours through, and you realize you have not only survived, you have grown stronger, deeper, and wiser. When you open your eyes, carry this grounded, steady energy with you. Remember, you can return to this exercise anytime you feel the world shaking. This inner anchor is always available to you. Storms will come, but they don't define you. Standing firm is a decision you make from the inside out. If this episode helped you, visit happyhealthywholerich.com and download your affirmation track, share your reflections, and keep growing with this community. Tomorrow, we'll talk about the reset you didn't ask for. And before you go, say it with me. I know who I play for. Stay happy, healthy, whole, and rich. If this message spoke to you, don't keep it to yourself. Share it, live it, and let's grow together. Head over to happyhealthywholerich.com for more powerful teachings and join the movement. Remember, your breakthrough is waiting, but you have to show up. Until the next time, stay happy, healthy, whole, and rich.